Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Diva of Duels weekly podcast, where we talk all things Days of Our Lives and sometimes General Hospital. And tonight we have an interesting arrangement here. I'm filling in for Carrie, this is Anna, and Rose is here for a few minutes, we think.
Like a few minutes, the bus should be here any second.
So Rose is here. We may have to start with the end and go back to the beginning of the week while she's here.
Yeah,
Marianne will be joining us later. And welcome people to call in if they want to talk about if they have any fashion critiques for the show for the week or any other thoughts that they want to share. So Rose, I'm going to turn the time over to you right now so that you can share your thoughts before you have to go.
As the bus is pulling right now. it started the end, worked the way back. It was gorgeous. The whole week was awesome. I loved it. I actually had a tear when Gabby kissed her baby goodbye. That little baby was so cute with the little step puppy dog eyes.
Oh, I know.
And I even enjoyed Ray suffering and having to admit to Daniel what he had done. Hiding Gabby's I don't know what you want to call it.
Felonious behavior
against Melanie.
Her felonious record.
Yeah, for hiding that felon that she did committed with to Melanie, and am I back far enough? I think so. Sorry, buses are backing in front of me.
Okay, if you have to go, that's okay.
No, I'm okay. I just wanted to make sure he didn't hit me.
Real life.
Interesting.
Real life, folks.
Real life. Real life goes on.
The glamorous world of the Diva of Dual Blog Talk Radio.
For fashion this week, I absolutely loved the clothes. The only one that I had to critique was the fact that Abby pulled some 70s pants, I guess. She raided her mom's closet. but you know what? She wore them really well. She looked good in them. I mean, it didn't, even though they were disco pants, they looked good. They were just purple and white, and they looked good. So everybody looked good this week. And I loved the outfit Kate had on at the end when Sammy confronted her. And I love Sammy. When Marlena confronted Sammy, I was really, sitting there going, really, Marlena? Really? You're going to keep doing this? And Sammy finally told her mom what she thought. I mean, she really got it all out. She told her. She said, you always do this. You always badmouth me. You always say I'm bad or whatever, you know. And then Marlena said, I don't want you to, admit to what you did. I want you to, remorse on what you did. And Sammy got these really evil-looking, beautiful, gorgeous eyes. They were gorgeous. Allison Sweeney had some gorgeous eyes there. But they were evil Sammy. I mean, she just sat there and told her mom, the only regret I have is that Nick was pulled out of that river before he could die. She just walked. Oh, it was good. It was good.
Oh, my God.
And then, when she was out afterwards, she ran out into the courtyard and ran into EJ, and they were talking about what Kate's doing. Evidently, there's a fight going on for head of the household of the Demiras, woman of the house, I should say.
Yeah.
There can only be one. Both of them have said it this week. There can only be one woman of the Demira
mansion. The alpha female.
So it seems like the second that Gabby was sent to prison, the second she was sent to prison, Sammy and Kate are at it. They're ready to go. So Kate.
Sammy
went
and
off,
who?
Sammy and Kate.
Oh, Sammy and Kate. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cammy is raging right now.
Cammy's awesome.
But she pushed EJ out of the way when she saw Kate shopping and said, I'm about to tell that B word.
Oh, that's funny.
You know, it was really
PMS,
awesome.
Maybe a little PMS, Sammy? Is this what's going on this week?
Oh, I don't know. I'm thinking Bad Sammy is here. I'm hoping she's here to stay. She's looking good.
Good.
Her hair is gorgeous.
Love it.
Her eyes are gorgeous, and I love the fact that everybody was standing up to their mistakes this week. Everybody.
I know. Isn't that nice? Isn't that refreshing?
It's refreshing. Daniel broke up with Jennifer. For a moment there, for a whole day, they had the couples right. Eric and Jennifer, Daniel and Nicole. So...
Uh-huh.
I loved it when Nicole went running over to Daniel's house. And rather than being upset with her, Daniel was understanding when he grabbed her arms and said, hey, wait, you know. I just loved the whole week. I really did.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty obvious they're making that shift to, finally break up Danifer and...
it
looks like it's going to be a shift.
For good this time.
It looks like it's a switcheroo here with Eric and Jennifer, maybe.
That's what I've been wanting for a long time. I'm hoping.
So I guess
Jennifer and Eric work though. They have some chemistry going between those two, and they're both really good goody two shoes is what was being said across the town today this week about Jennifer and Eric both.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah, this is something that's super boring. I mean, it's just sad. I was totally on the Eric Cole train, but they just ruined it. And I don't know, it just ticks me off that they did. But second time around, Daniel and Nicole worked. We'll see if it happens the third time around.
I like Daniel
nice,
and Nicole
though, because I think it's kind of nice too because. In a way, it forces Daniel to confront the fact that he's not perfect and that he's not, that he can be drawn to somebody as flawed as Nicole and that, honestly, he's not that far off the mark sometimes from her, you know, because he's done his share of covering things up and all.
Oh, yeah.
So, it was like confessional week or something.
It was really interesting. It was confessional week this week.
Gabby spilled it to Abby that she's not really her friend and told her what happened with her and Melanie.
Yeah, actually, it's public record now because she confessed to it. When she was confessing, she confessed to the Melanie thing according to the end of the week.
According to the last
2 days when she was leaving, she actually confessed to the crime, Melanie.
Oh.
That's in her confession, and it was made public record. Oh. So Hope told Rafe that they were going to have to go tell, Daniel and Maggie and, all the people that it hurt with Melanie. So I thought that Hope was going to, Rafe didn't even ask much about it. it's like he already knew, and I was thinking, didn't he lose his job, covering that? But, I really liked this week.
T-Man went to see Gabby, and it's like she called him adorable and everything, and I thought, that was one that I thought would have been cute with them, with the two of them, back when he was trying to get her to go out with him and stuff. But, And then, so we're setting things up with Kate versus Sammy, but kind of, they're still frenemies.
Yeah, they're both vying for the, I don't even know if they're frenemies right now. They're ready to kill each other.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, so, which is awesome.
Because they want that head of Demira household, woman of the house status. They're the only one.
Well, it's one of those things where... it is one of those things where, they're doing all the Stefano and Kate stuff off screen because he's really not, I don't think he's really working much, So it'll be interesting to see how they do all that. Because everything so far has been her sneaking off to see him off camera.
The last time this week was Victor was spies on Stefano, so he confronted Dick was awesome this week. He really was.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it when he barged into Teresa's house. But anyway, he told Kate, you know, what are you doing with Stefano? Are you crazy, basically?
And I loved it.
Kate was like, what, are you spying on me now? He's like, no, I've got my sources on Stefano. And anyway, I guess she just called him. She called Stefano from a remote mm-hmm. location or something.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
yeah,
there's a
lot
of Kate.
I don't know that it's
going to
be so
on,
much
so.
Genuine. I think she might be playing Stefano is what I think. But, it looks like it. Since we're talking about Kate, it was really nice to have Kate on this week, wasn't it? Because she's hardly been on the last month, it seems like.
Yeah,
and it was nice seeing her.
Yeah,
I think she's on every day except for Wednesday. It was awfully nice to see Kate, and she mixed it up with a lot of different people, so that was nice, too. Loved her scenes with Gabby at the beginning of the week, where she goes and she basically empathizes with her.
A confession again. We got history from Kate in that moment. The peers, it was just like, I don't know.
Yep.
It was crying confessions.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And it's nice to see people in Salem actually acknowledging the ripple effect of what they've done, you know. Because where was it they were saying, well, if this hadn't happened, then this would have never have happened, and then this never, you know.
The Melanie
Gabby,
thing. It was
really.
All about the Melanie thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
All about
yeah.
Gabby
it's interesting
hadn't
how
done
they
this.
Tied all that together. I thought that was really well written. I mean, the script writer that wrote those episodes I don't think is very good, but it's great how the story has unfolded to include those things and to sort of make resolution with them, you know, have a resolution because,
mm-hmm.
you know, so often in soaps, you know, we get irritated because somebody doesn't pay for what they did or whatever, or they didn't acknowledge it or whatever. And I think that was the bad rap on Gabby for a long time. So it's nice that, you know, that she came full circle. And, of course, they're leaving it open, as you notice, 10 to 20, but with good behavior or parole.
10 to 20,
or,
but
you
with
know,
good behavior, you can get home. And
or,
yeah,
recasting, or if I don't make it in the movies, or, you know. Like,
yeah. And Julie,
I think Camilla has really grown as an actress. I've actually grown to really like Gabby, even though, like, she drives me crazy at times. Camilla really grew into that role and made it her own. And I think, you know, I love her. I've always loved her scenes with Kate and some of the others, and loved her scenes with Sonny, her and Sonny, that their relationship's kind of complicated and stuff. And I don't know, I think she's really going to, in a way, I really think she's going to be missed. You know, I think she's been a pivotal character there for a while. I know for a long time a lot of people kind of bagged on her, including myself, as far as a character. But I think it went a long way, you know, this whole process has been good, you know, to, I don't know. So anyway.
There was just some good stuff this week. There was really, really some good stuff this week, so.
Yeah.
It was really a good week.
And I haven't seen Friday, but you were saying, I'm dying to see because of the Sammy and Marlena scenes and stuff. Well, you know, of course, earlier in the week, Sammy threw it up in Marlena's face again about she knows exactly when her life turned upside down, and of course that was alluding to her finding John and Marlena together when she was still married to Roman, Sammy's dad. So, you know, you there? Hello?
I'm here.
Okay. Anyway, any other fashion thoughts for the week? Sammy looked good. Kate looked
what?
Good. Sammy and Kate looked great. Yeah.
Sammy looked gorgeous.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, it was a good week.
I'm trying to think. Not too many faux pas. JJ and Paige are cute together, I think.
They were cute together.
That was so stupid, that whole plot for Bev to set up Paige with a couple of joints.
Yeah,
that was
and
so
it didn't
stupid.
Even work. So
I know.
I don't know what that was all about. Maybe just some extra time or something. I don't know. And then Daniel calling Melanie was kind of cool. Evidently, he was being told that Melanie wanted to come back to visit. So I don't know if we've got a Melanie visit coming up. But.
Yeah, because that keeps being brought up. And I saw something.
Well, he was
on
the phone with her. She said she was coming. So.
Well, it'll be interesting.
I don't know if she really is or not, but that's what she says. So.
Now, when does Cassie DeTava start, or DePiver, however you say her name? Do we know when she first airs?
I don't, but I know that it's got to be soon.
Yeah. And then
Kristen's
coming back. We don't know when that is either, I guess. July? Probably for Sweeps. Probably all this happens in Sweeps.
It's probably coming up right here in July.
Of course, an exciting thing for the Rafe fans coming up, there's going to be some excitement with Kate and Rafe coming up. So that should be fun.
That should be fun.
Yes. I mean, I'm sorry, but the scenes with Jordan and him this week, I have to fast forward. I start watching it just so I can see if there's anything that they say
to
the other characters. And
I can't even get through it. I love the parts. I actually like the new Ben. He's really cool.
Yeah, I like him too. Yeah.
I like the new Ben, and I like the I actually saw a fallout with Jordan and Rafe there, so I kind of like that.
Yeah, so that part was good. Yeah. Well, I'm gonna have to tweet something like, turn down sex with Jordan. we'll see.
Oh,
you know what would have been the perfect line? Oh, here's what I'm going to tweet this. I'm going to say, Jordan says that she'd like for him to come back to her place so she can try to make him feel better. And Rafe says, what, are you going to invite Kate over?
That would be cool.
So we haven't seen Maggie in all this. We saw Julie this week. Julie's still fired up about Nick, because she's always had colored glasses when it comes to him.
Well,
and,
my two cents on that one, and then I've got to go, is that
okay.
I've got to go. So my two cents on Julie is really the, I love Susan Hayes, but and she played it well, but, you know, Nick murdered somebody and got off with, less than four years.
Yeah,
so she's screaming 10 to 20 isn't good enough, you know, when the whole family has already agreed and Hope is telling her, you don't want this, you know. Nick did not, he's not a saint, so. Finally, EJ finally pulls Hope apart and says, you know what, this is your chance to do the noble thing. And so Hope just disappears, and obviously she calls the rest of the family, because Julie was, as Hope walked back out, Hope told Julie, you might want to answer that before she goes in the courtroom. And when she didn't say anything in courtroom. She didn't stop it, because evidently Jessica called her and said, no, we don't want this. We just want it closed. You know, so that was cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so I got to run.
All right. Well, thanks for calling
week.
In.
I'll listen to the rest. I'll listen to the rest of it when I'm later. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Love thanks you all. Time. Now you can give our love to Bob and Amy Hapkin.
Love you too. Okay.
Okay.
I'll give everybody a shout out. All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Rose.
Shout out time. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Marianne will be coming on here in a little bit, and then Carrie wasn't able to make it tonight, so I hope everything's going well with her. And then we definitely want to give a shout out to Bob and Amy Hapke at Bob Hapke at Amy Hapke on Twitter. Awesome friends of ours. Giving them a shout out. And also you can find the Diva of Duel at Diva of Duel. Pretty hard there. At Diva of Duel on Twitter. And also Facebook page. Using Facebook pages and blog that carry updates with information about days and everything. So, let's see. Like I said before, I was happy to see Kate around this week. She got to have scenes with a lot of different people, and Kate is her awesome self. So, loving that. And, let's see. So I guess Nicole finally got Eric to accept her, to basically forgive her, but not forget. So he basically did say she kind of turned the tables on him, like, hey, you know, nobody's ever accused me of raping them before, but you actually accused me of raping you and believed that I truly believed I was the one that raped you. And, you know, I think I, you know, I apologize to you for the things I did. I think you I deserve an apology from you for what you said. And, you know, he said, you know, I've been thinking about it, He goes, you're right, you know. So he apologizes to her, and he basically said, I mean, not apologize, but he says he forgave her for what she did to him, but he basically can't forget. So he wanted her to take the ring off and make it disappear. He doesn't want it back, so he doesn't want to have a memory of it. And so it's pretty much over between Eric and Nicole. And as we were saying before, you know, Jennifer and Daniel, well, they kept going around and around, but basically Jennifer was being her, you know, usual, on her high horse, as usual, and judging Daniel and basically accusing him of being immoral. He's like, basically you're saying I'm immoral. Anyway, so she, you know, of course she's trying to defend the fact that she had to swoop in and tell Eric what Nicole had done because Daniel hadn't done it yet or whatever. So, you know, there again, Miss Judgy. But anyway, so she and Daniel look like they're on the way out again, and we hope it sticks this time because almost no one likes Jennifer together. So, looks like what the show's doing is, you know, doing a swaparoo there. Looks like Daniel and Nicole are probably headed back together, and Jennifer and Eric maybe getting together. I didn't see any Hayden this week, which I'm really sad, unless I just accidentally missed it somehow. Really enjoyed Hope and Aiden, and I hope we get to see more of them. He's adorable, and they're great together. So looking forward to seeing more of that. And Sammy's been awesome this week, like Rose was saying. She's been kicking butt. And, of course, we've all kind of sort of temporarily forgotten about what Abigail and EJ did, but I'm sure that's going to come back to bite somebody soon. So everybody's kind of not acting like that ever happened right now. So I'm thinking it's probably going to come up right about the time they get married or something, but EJ and Sammy get married. But let's see. I'm trying to think. So Gabby had a bunch of people come to the jail to visit with her before she was carted off for the final time. Everybody's promising to stay in touch, which means nobody will be staying in touch. And we won't see Gabby for, like, months or years. But anyway, it's nice that they're telling her that anyway. And so it was kind of like the goodbye tour, but it was nice. They were very, very poignant scenes, very nice scenes with several of the cast members. Like I said, I love the ones with Gabby and Kate, and the T-Man and Gabby were good. And then, you know, just, I mean, it was just really nice. And, of course, the Will and Sonny bringing Ariana, that was you know, gut-wrenching, sad stuff, but so adorable, such an adorable baby. Trying to think what else. Let's see. I'm gonna bring Angela. Let's see, hang on just a second. Hello, is this Angela?
Yes, it is. How are you doing, Anna?
Hey there. Good. I thought I'd bring you in here. Mary Ann should be joining us here in a few minutes. But okay. What were your thoughts from the week?
Not much, because I
haven't seen very
much.
Oh, that's fine. I didn't get done much.
I saw a little bit at the beginning. I think I saw a portion of Tuesday, I think, was about all I've seen.
Have you been tapping into any of the spoilers? Because I haven't been in the loop too much. I haven't been paying a whole lot of attention.
Yeah,
What are your thoughts?
I just glanced at like Daytime Royalty and Daytime Confidential this week a couple of times. And one thing I saw is that they said, I thought I saw that there was a Soap Opera Digest article. And again, I apologize, I just got on the phone, so you may have already mentioned it.
Oh, sure.
But they said something about potentially that Rafe and Kate may get back together or at least have some brief affair.
There's gonna be some raid action this week. I think
good.
It's
well, that's good.
That.
I think we all know. Like I said, how I feel as far as you know the Rafe and I can't. What's her name? Jordan story is
yeah.
pretty dull. So
yeah,
and I really like Rochelle.
I don't know if you, I don't know if you saw the scenes this week, but after the whole Gabby thing and all, and Rafe is sitting there drinking himself silly, and Jordan comes up to him, and she's talking and trying to, well, I talked to Gabby, I went over there and all, because one thing that ticked me off is Gabby, you know, Gabby has great scenes with Kate, but then she has Jordan come over, and she tells Jordan, you know, please keep in touch, please take care of Ray, please email me and let me know how he's doing and blah, 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 blah. And I'm thinking, she should have said that to Kate, because if nothing else, Kate and Ray are friends, and she stood by his side for months. So, and that's how Gabby and she even got to be close. So Gabby knows Kate, and she knows Kate's not going anywhere. But instead, she tells this twit that just comes into town, all these false names and everything and aliases, tells her that she wants her to keep, you know, keep Rafe safe, and you know where this is headed and blah, blah, blah. So it's like, and she's like, well, why are you telling me this? And I'm thinking the same thing. I'm like, well, you should have told Kate to do that. But anyway, so that annoyed me to no end. But anyway, later on, Jordan goes running over to the, I don't even know where it was, the club, I think. And she's talking to Rafe, and she stands up and she says, well, why don't you, you missed this part earlier, I was saying, here's how I would have liked the scene to have gone. She says something like, well, how about if you come over to my place and I'll try to make you feel a little better. And then he looks up and says, what are you inviting Kate to? So anyway, that's what I wanted him to say. But he actually turned her down. He just said, no, I just can't. I just need to stay here kind of thing. So he basically is kind of pushing her away, which is good. But I don't know. There's just something about their scenes. There's no sparkle. There's no passion. There's no excitement. There's no intrigue. And even when Jordan and Gabby were in scenes together, it was just flat. There was more emotion.
It's just a disappointment.
There's more emotion with the T-Man and Gabby than there was with Jordan and Gabby. I just, ugh.
I just don't understand it. You know, that we've all talked, you know, ad nauseum about the writers. I think script writers are very good. I think they take and do the best they absolutely can with whatever long story they're given at this point, or breakdowns, I guess they'd be saying. They're breakdowns by the month, however they give them. Because, you know, I think overall, for the exception of maybe David Cheryl or whatever, he's not one of my favorites, but most of the others.
He's the weak link for me, and he did Monday and Tuesday's episodes, but they were okay. They were better because of the actors that were involved, but it probably could have been better if Coulton's had done them, but
like I said, you know, the Coultons and, you know, Melissa Salmons, you know, are excellent. Yep. Even Jean-Marie Ford is okay. Jean-Marie Ford has been with Days for an extremely long time, probably the longest of any of them, other than the girl that has been the editor. And she's not as experienced or as a polished writer as the Coultons. The Coultons, like I said, have been head writers before. I mean, they're very, very polished. And Melissa Salmons, like I said, I don't know how long she was with Astral Returns and obviously a good while. But even Jean Marie Ford at least has been there, I think, probably close to 15 years or so.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty long. She may have been back and forth, but her name has been out there for a long time. So at least, I feel like when it's one of hers, at least, you know, usually there's a little bit of history and some things there too. But I don't know. I just feel like I had said I was going to take the summer off with Days, and I pretty much I've been pretty close to it. Last time I really scheduled and sat down and watched the entire thing purposefully was May 22nd. Not really on strike. I feel like we're in a transition, I guess, and I do like Cassie DePaiva and hope so much that she's going to be able to bring something for Eve Donovan, but I honestly still can't really envision how this whole thing is going to shake, and I think it's going to take some time, but I feel like we're really heading, and Days is smart to do this, is they don't need to get up and say we're making another major transition. Lord knows the audience has to have already figured that out, you know, with EJ and Sam leaving and, you know, some of the other that are winding down. So it is going to be a major transition.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's basically every, 14, 18 days have to go through a transition.
Yeah.
And we've been so many horrendous.
Hey, Mary Ann's on, so I'm going to bring her in too, okay?
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Mary Ann.
Hi.
We got Angela and I are here.
Oh, hi,
Angela. Here. I just saw that you were on, so I thought I'd bring you in, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. We are going through a major transition right now, the next couple months.
Jason's always going through a major transition.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Are you kidding? I've been watching it forever, and yeah. Yeah, in the last 10 years or more, yeah.
I guess that's how they try to make it interesting, though. I guess if they didn't do that,
One thing that and this will be the last thing I could say because there's not a lot I can comment on as far as the everyday. I haven't seen very much
Angela
of it, but I will.
She's taking the summer off.
Taking the summer, sometimes
this
I wish.
This is pretty close.
Think
to
I
that.
Should. Yeah.
But I want whoever, like you said, let me know when the wedding's coming because I do want to see if BJ and Sammy get married. I want to see that. But.
Mm-hmm.
Kate
has anything to say about it, huh?
Right.
Yeah.
But and I think June 22nd is the date for Cassie DePaiva to premiere.
June 22nd is a Sunday, isn't it?
No, I'm not excited. I don't know.
It's sometime around that.
Yeah,
19th
probably
is Thursday. Okay, maybe it's
Thursday.
It's right around that time.
Yeah, because the 22nd is the Emmys. The Emmys are on. Daytime Emmys are on.
Maybe that's what I'm
thinking. The 22nd is Sunday.
Okay. Well, it's sometime in that following week, sometime the 20-something, I think is whatever that next week, I think is when she premieres. Have they premiered the Ben character? You know, who is the brother?
Oh, yeah. The new guy, yeah. I mean, they've
the
got
new guy?
Guy
yeah.
playing him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I do,
what do you think?
He's pretty good. I like him better, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. The other one was starting to grow on me, but I can see this guy's got a lot of potential.
Yeah, a little bit, maybe a little bit of a better actor, maybe. But,
Well, I think he's a lot more energetic. He, he was on the web program for All My Children. He played Petey Cortland on the web version of All My Children and got a lot of recognition for being pretty good. Yeah, he played kind of not really a Spinelli character, but, kind of he invented some type of great computer program and became a billionaire overnight. So, that type of thing. That was kind of part of his storyline. Then he had a young love relationship with a girl on the that was a new character, I think, on All My Children. Most of those characters were relatively new. And I think, I think he got notices. I mean, he was probably one of the bigger names, got more praise, I guess, than most, a lot of the people walking out of there. And then he went over to Price is Right and became the first male model that they had on Price is Right. And so that took a lot of, you had to have energy and personality. I don't watch that game show, but I'm assuming, that you need to be kind of exuberant and, excited and have some personality to be on such a show. That would make sense. So I think that's probably pretty good. So he does have some soap experience, number one. Mm-hmm. And then number two, he's obviously got some other television experience and, Sony and CBS, released him early, not because he wasn't doing a good job, and but they made it very clear that it was because he wanted that opportunity on Days. So, I'm hoping that he's going to be pretty good. I'm curious as to when they're going to introduce Chad, the new Chad.
Yeah, They're talking about Melanie, so I'm thinking she's coming back. Yeah, there's kind of, like Daniel was talking to her and something about, I'd like you to come visit now that Gabby's out of the picture, So, because Daniel just found out from Rafe about Gabby's part in the whole thing with Melanie, and that Rafe kept it a secret from him. So they're mentioning Melanie a lot, and he was talking to her about coming home. So there you go. Anytime they start doing that, well, not all the time, because they used to talk about Tony, and they never brought him back.
Tony, and he
didn't, Yeah, he's the only
alien.
They talk about
him
a lot.
That's not really a big incentive for me to turn in tune in to watch. I really was not.
You don't want
to.
No.
You don't want to tune in to Melanie?
No.
I, you know what? I really did like Nathan and Melanie. I liked Mark Kafka and her together. That was the pairing.
Melanie
kind of
grew
them.
On me. You know, she kind of grew on me after
on
a while.
Yeah, she grew on me towards
some of them.
The end.
Some of them do. I have to warm
at
up.
At the beginning,
to them, you know.
She drove me crazy, but they had her on every single freaking day for
well,
2 months.
But a lot of
that's what they
like
always do
is.
With the new characters.
Same with Chelsea.
But
I could not stand
Chelsea,
but then she kind
of
grew on me.
Yeah,
but you know, with Chelsea,
grew on me after a while.
Yeah, I think that with Rachel Melvin getting to work with somebody of the caliber of Blake Barris made a huge difference. You know, I think that I don't know how many things Rachel had been on before, but I didn't enjoy her at the very beginning, but I loved her with Blake, and I think I just think they had a good working relationship, and by the time that she left, I really liked the character, and I think she'd really grown into it. And again, Molly Burnett, you know, certainly improved a lot, you know, while she was on the show. I don't know that she had too much television experience before she joined, but that would not be one of those characters I'd be sitting around going, oh, let's bring back her
to
the show.
Well, no. But then there's Teresa, and she still hasn't grown on me.
Oh, Teresa annoys the crap out of me.
Oh, yeah, she still annoys me, so I don't know.
Weren't you saying Victor barged in on her apartment and was like kind of...
Oh, yeah, Victor kind of, and then he brought up Kimberly, too. You know, kind of referenced Kimberly, how Kimberly used to be, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, about her being her mother's, you know, because Kimberly was kind of, what was she, a prostitute one time, too, or something? Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of what he alluded to, like basically what
Teresa
is.
Yeah, but Kimberly had some emotional problems because she had been attacked. And,
Victor was being his snarky self, you know.
Yeah.
You know how Victor is.
It really kind of upsets me.
Of course, he had an affair
with
Kimberly, though, too.
Yeah, well, he's had an affair with quite a few people on that show.
Wasn't he with Kimberly?
Yeah, he was. Remember Kimberly?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah,
at one
Kimberly
time she wasn't
thought she
sure.
was pregnant.
Yeah, she didn't
baby.
Know
yeah.
who the baby, yeah. who the father of the baby was initially.
Right.
So he was a candidate at the one time. So I guess one of the things that somebody was talking about, because again, not to get on to General Hospital, but they were talking about obviously the great performance Nancy Gary's putting in this. So. Luke story and so forth, and they were talking a little bit about just relating back, how many rapes have gone on these soap operas through the decades. I mean, it's not even in the last 10 years, and the controversy of it, and it does seem to, it is just an exorbitant thing. It's not that I know it is a terrible tragedy and, horrible crime that occurs. But they were talking about how many couples had been through something like that and then ended up in the soap opera story becoming a couple and marrying and having a family and so forth. And that,
Luke and Laura.
It's not really a likely thing, but it does seem to me.
It kind of sends, if we really think about it, if we want to really analyze it, it probably does not send a good message to girls as they're growing up on soaps. To get that message that it's romanticized and stuff. I mean,
right?
But,
I think it's
fiction, but it's still.
Well, I mean, and of course, I'm a tremendous E. Jammy fan. I love that story. I'm very sad that that story's coming to an end.
Yeah.
But it was a great eight. But overall, it was a good 8 years. One of the best stories they've told, I think. But I think that was. But it is interesting, like I said, when they bring up some of these things from the past. It always seems that there is some rape story tied to it, and it's and it isn't sad. It seems to me like that going forward in soaps, just in general, this is not Dave specific, that they really should get away from a lot of that. It's not to say that it doesn't happen and it's not a tragic situation. It's not to say that that some shows have done a very good job in showing it, and and having a realistic. Approach to it, because it's not a, like you said, it's not a romantic situation at all. But you know, I think that would be a good note for any of the soaps, is that, you know, just to kind of not do those stories anymore, because it's just, mm-hmm. especially now with the few shows that are left that have been on for so long and there's so much history tied to them, and it's all of them. It's Bold and the Beautiful. Again, it's not a show I've watched really hardly at all, and really don't know very much about the storyline. But, you know, I had read, when I was reading this article, they were citing situations on The Bold and the Beautiful and citing Young and the Restless. I mean, it's every single show. It's not one mm-hmm. show. You know, it's mm-hmm. all of them. So
yeah.
that was,
I don't watch those. Yeah.
An odd thing. But like I said, other than that, I had a question about Ben, and so that's good to know that he's made his premiere, and I hope he does well. I saw a picture of him. He has a really good smile, you know, so he seems
yeah,
to have
really,
a little
he's good body, too.
Yeah, I had noticed that as well, Marianne.
He does.
Certainly does not hurt.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. We haven't seen him with his shirt off, I don't think.
No, we haven't.
I don't know what he's waiting for.
Well, what I'm trying to figure out is he going to be – who's the heir apparent for the sort of EJ slot? I guess they're bringing in a new Chad. So, you
new
know,
Chad.
They gotta,
I don't
gotta
think
figure
that you can have
somebody.
An EJ.
Oh,
do you think you can have an EJ replacement?
Oh, my God.
You can't really replace an EJ. I'm just saying that they're going to have somebody that's a standout like that, you know. And
well,
I'm sorry, but all Teresa's done to Brady is make him skeevy.
Brady, I am not enjoying Brady at all, and I loved Brady, and I'm just hating him now. I mean, just like
I
want to slap
so bad
him,
for Eric
smack him
Martz
upside
off.
The head. Yeah. I do,
I
too.
Feel bad.
Yeah.
I feel bad for him because I really think he's a talented guy. He's the best ambassador for that show they could ever have. And it seems like they consistently put him in these – you know, dumb male.
Make
him
stupid. They just make him dumb and stupid all the time.
And he is, you know, and really, you know, there's a lot of history there. I was impressed that they've nominated him, you know, as best supporting actor, and that is, you know, he is going to the Emmys. That's the first time he's gotten an Emmy nomination.
Oh, that's
But they're, so that's a good thing. But I feel, like I said, I think I brought this up when I talked a couple of weeks ago, is that to me, Greg Vaughn should be, and I thought honestly, if James Scott was going to leave,
he'd be the next
that
one.
Would be the money shot is for them to use Greg Vaughn.
Mm-hmm.
Greg,
if they
pair
him with Jennifer, how passionate is that going to be? You know,
and that's the direction they're going. I don't know if you guys talked about that. Did you guys talk about anything about the whole?
Go ahead, Marianne.
Four of them. Yeah, I just thought it was. What was interesting, you know, Nicole went over and talked to Eric, and she made some, and she did make some good points, although we all know that Nicole would have never, even though she's telling Jennifer that she would have told Eric, we know that she wasn't going to.
you know,
she can say anything that she wants. So she's trying to, and then she's thrown God in, you know, Eric's face and all that, which I didn't particularly care for that part of it.
Uh-huh.
But what she did make a good, then she made a point that I was kind of on her side with is like, remember when Eric didn't believe in her, and the only one that did was Daniel.
Accused her of raping him.
Accused her that he could believe that of her, and she forgave him. Why?
Uh-huh.
And then she says to him, "Why can't you forgive me?" Which he does have a good point, and And which is true, you know. So he had pointed out to him that he's not perfect either. But and then the other case with the other two, Daniel and Jennifer. Daniel's mad at Jennifer because she didn't believe that he was going to tell Eric. If he said this was Nicole's last chance, and like Jennifer said, how many chances did he have? And I don't really know if Daniel would have. I'm kind of on Jennifer's side on that one, even though not a Jennifer fan, but I think she made a point, like, how many chances did you have? You kept, and he said, oh, this was the last one. I'm going to go tell her, you know, I was going to tell Eric if she didn't. So he's kind of upset that Jennifer doesn't believe in him, didn't believe that he would do that. So I don't know. What did you think about that? Did you think Dan? I think Danny would have still given Nicole one more chance. It's like he just didn't get it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of like she Jennifer kept saying she's manipulating you. She's like that's what Nicole does, and Daniel can't see past that. Daniel just tries to see the good in her, the, you know, and everything, and even when
you know,
I
think from a tip, you know, again, I do not understand the Jennifer appeal. I don't know. I have yet to talk to anybody, or have met anybody, or have read too many people that are fans of Jennifer. Absolutely no offense to any listeners out there that are fans of Jennifer. Respect that.
I don't think there's too many, really.
But
I don't.
But yeah, you know, I it's amazing to me that they continue to be on, and that was another thing I was going to say too. When I was on, I think it was daytime. It was either Daytime Royalty or Daytime Confidential, because the only two I looked at. But there are several people out there now with banners. I don't know if it's an organized campaign or not.
That have the bread. Line across.
Exactly. The little red no sign.
Oh, yes.
No,
I've seen, I think Jamie has that on her,
thing,
doesn't
she? Yeah, I noticed that today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I actually tried to call the Day's fan line this week just to make a comment about the Jennifer situation. I know, obviously, that will comment on the whole show, especially if I'm not watching it. But I've been watching faithfully for a long time.
Don't you think they're trying to push Jennifer, though, with Eric, and you can see how Nicole and Daniel might bond because they're all upset, you know what I mean, because Daniel's upset with Jennifer and for not letting Nicole.
I don't know.
I just kind of see that. And is Eric going to sympathize with Jennifer?
Uh-huh.
And he's going to be a little bit upset at Daniel for not telling him. So, you know, like, why did you tell me right away?
I feel like the writers intentionally tanked the Eric-Cole thing to put Daniel and Nicole back together.
I prefer Daniel and Nicole than Daniel and Jennifer.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I also think I like Nicole with Daniel better than with Eric. I don't know who to put Eric with.
Well,
I don't know.
I think there was There was a tremendous history there for Eric and Nicole, and they built that story up and started it. And
it could have been so good.
Dropped it.
If they just didn't make Nicole so manipulative and just so nasty.
And they stretched it out for so long, too.
That's been done for a lot of things. I mean, you look at the show, you know, from especially after Blake left, because in several of the interviews he had as far as exit interviews, he was talking about when they filmed everything with him at the end, which was before Christmas. So they filmed everything with him before December 18th, and I keep thinking about, you know, what I get the perception, I don't know for sure, that there was very limited time that Arianne Zucker was there during the spring, you know, from January to April. I think it was very limited time that James Scott was there between January and April. And so I have the feeling, you know, the fact that we continue to see all these Jennifer scenes, and then some of the jumpy editing, you know, at least that I noticed, you know, and again, it may not be doing that now because it's been, you know, since May, since I've really been watching consistently. But, you know, it seems to me that they may have called in just a small subset of actors who, you know, as far as where their contracts were and had not met their limits or whatever. And, you know, and I have the feeling that Missy Reeves and Sean Christian a lot and put in a lot of these, you know, and Teresa and maybe Eric Martoff. And that's why we've had all these just, you know, additional scenes that went nowhere. You know, it was just,
I don't know.
It frustrates me.
Yeah, this point of, like, Brady and her, like, with Brady got the tattoo and them partying all the time. Like, so what? They've just –
What's the point of that?
That's all they do anymore. Who cares?
And that's what's so frustrating to me.
There's no story there.
What's the story?
Yeah, like, I don't know what they're trying to prove.
They want to, you know, keep the machine running with as little going on as possible because, you know, they've got these major defining moments that they want to hit, you know, between now and the end of the year. And like I said, you know, with them filming so far ahead, that for them to end in the spring of 2016, which I guess is when their contract is up, then literally they're going to be at a point where by the fall of 2015, which will blink and will be there, they could actually wrap up production altogether. And then, you know, then they're going to save a whole bunch of money because then they'll have almost another, you know, close to another year of, you know, stuff to air. They'll have to edit it, but they won't have to have the cameraman. They won't have to have the lighting people.
Oh, well, I hope they're not doing that. I hope.
I think it's obvious that's what they're doing.
They're getting so far ahead now. It's almost like now 6 months, isn't it? At least. Isn't
the
it
name
live
of the game
now?
Is for them to save money. I mean, it's clearly that is what it seems to be most important. Not the story, but to save money.
Well, yeah, to
and
save
to get
money.
As far ahead and do it as fast as you can. And then we've got, and that's why, especially in the last 6 months, there's been so much filler, you know, stuff that just, you know, flat out just makes no sense. And, you know, like I said, at this point, you know, like with Rafe and Jordan, I would not be shocked in the least. Mm-hmm. They'll have this man from the Ozarks come in. I can't think of what his name is supposed to be. I guess he will be the father that somehow.
Yeah, there's something with the father, I guess, was probably abusive because that Ben keeps saying about women, you know, men should not talk to women like that or treat women like that. So something, you know. I thought maybe he killed their father in defending her somehow.
I don't know, but whoever the man is from the Ozark is supposed to come in, and again, I don't know the full story, but, you know, obviously it will play a role with Ben and Jordan. And I would still not be surprised if they don't end up with Jordan leaving the show. And then we'll never really, have any long, you know, they just have almost waited too long to ever really give her enough story or for whatever reason, whether they decided to change the story or whatever. But,
It's a choppy story. It doesn't make sense. It's just, you know, it should have ended a long time ago, you know. Yeah.
I love Days. I have watched it for over 40 years, close to 41 years.
Yeah, me too. Longer than that,
It's frustrating. I mean, I don't want to call and just fuss on the air because, I mean, there's good things about Days, and again, I do care about
it.
Yeah,
there's
but
been
I
some
just,
good parts
I think,
and stuff,
to me, Greg Vaughn was an underestimated and appreciated actor on General Hospital when he was on there as Lucky. Mm-hmm. And because he was certainly, you know, Jonathan Jackson is a superb actor. You know, he's on Nashville. You know, he's very emotional. He was also a very beloved actor in that role because he originated that actor, you know, that role on there from the time that Lucky was like a teen. So, you know, any actor that you've had on the show, you know, just like Sammy, you know, has been on the show since she was a teen. So you're going to have, you know, a big attachment to that. And with Jonathan Jackson, when he left General Hospital and Lucky came on, he was different. But they did a fantastic drug abuse story with Greg Vaughn. Mm-hmm. He played that with Kirsten Storm. Excellent. There's some excellent stuff that he did. While he was married to Elizabeth, there were some excellent things he did. And I think a lot of that got washed out when the regime changed at General Hospital and basically they let Greg go and brought Jonathan Jackson back. Again, I'm not saying it. Jonathan Jackson's fantastic. He did a great job with whatever General Hospital gave him until they got rid of Bob Guza, and then, of course, he was out of there too. But, I thought it was just for so long Days kept saying they were going to interview. They interviewed Greg Vaughn for a role, and I just feel like he's hung in there. He did a great job. I feel like he was kind of snubbed too during as far as even the pre-nominations.
Yeah.
So I hope he didn't even get pre-nominated this time. He got pre-nominated the year
he
started on Days.
Those nominations are just jokes. That whole Emmy thing, the daytime Emmys just don't make sense to me. I don't take much stock in it.
It's just all political.
I agree, but
it was interesting.
It's not
though,
true.
Because,
you know, they need a
premiered,
fan. Let the fans vote. That's what they need.
Greg Vaughn premiered on Days in November of 2012. And which is almost close to the cutoff for, you know, performances, you know, that would go into the next year. And he was pre-nominated for 2012. He couldn't have been on the air more than a month. And, you know, there wasn't a lot then. But, you know, here through last year, think about all of the scenes with, you know, some powerful scenes with he and Brady and Kristen and Nicole and all of that. I mean, he had some really good performances. The performance when he threw down, you know, his priest outfit. I can't think what they call the, that particular guard. But, you know, and that was a fantastic scene with Deidre Hall, because she was saying, but Roman and I gave you that. You know, it was just a beautiful scene. He had some great, great performances.
Mm-hmm.
And he was not even pre-nominated this year.
Yeah.
They pre-nominated him in a year when he didn't have anything. He was saying, hi, I'm back after 10 years. Throw in a pre-nomination for the man.
Yeah, I felt like Hollywood did that, yeah.
So I don't know.
We've got the Emmys coming up next Sunday. Streaming live online.
Yeah, won't be the same.
I was going to ask you, Marianne. I was going to ask you. We didn't really talk about EJ and Sammy a whole lot. Did you have any thoughts on anything with them?
EJ and Sammy, they're all. They're kind of, instead of them together a lot, it's them dealing with other people, you know, EJ helping Gabby and you probably talked about Kate and Sammy. They had some good scenes together and EJ and Sammy are worried, I guess, you know, about Kate coming back in and what his, how Stefano is. It was funny how they, did you say how they said, well, they, you know, what Stefano, what EJ said something about, well, what does he see in Kate? And Sammy said, something about don't go there or something. You know, we know what Stefano sees in Kate, you know.
Oh.
So, you know, why he wants Kate back. Yeah, only one reason, you know. I must say, I have to say about Lauren Coslow's outfit, I wanted to bring that up. I thought, I loved the yellow purse and the blue and the yellow that was in her, I guess it was the jacket. The outfit that she had on. I thought it looked nice, really nice. And Sammy, too. You know how I get on her hair, okay?
Uh-huh.
But the way she had her hair today, even though it was darker, the way she had it styled or had it curled and pulled back, it looked a lot better. It looked real, that style would look really nice on her. And I like the dress she had on, that animal print dress. That looked nice. EJ and Sammy are just, they're trying to get their wedding going here, and now they think, you know, they got past, like, I think EJ thinks he's past the Abby season, which we know that's going to come out.
Yeah, they haven't been talking about that at all lately. I think intentionally not bringing it up so that people will kind of forget about it for a little bit.
Kind of forget about it, but that's still
up
in the background.
Yeah,
and then Sammy thinks that, you know, now with Nick, you know, that and Gabby's not going to say anything, so that's not going to come out. Although, talk about the scenes with Marlena and Sammy? I thought that was...
We did a little bit. Rose talked about it a little bit when she was on, too.
That was good. You know, of course, you know, how she always says her mother's judging her and things. Which Marlena does, but I kind of liked how Sammy just said, you're not going to get me to feel sorry. You know, she still doesn't, you know, she doesn't regret that she, you know, pushed Nick in there, and she doesn't regret that Nick is dead. And so I thought, you know, those were good scenes. So, other than that, Sammy and EJ, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with them. I'm just wondering if I saw the Melanie thing, you know, finally come out for Gabby. You know, all the secrets finally come out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm waiting to see the whole EJ and Abby, if that secret comes out or not. But,
what do you think, Marianne and Anna? Mm-hmm. Do you think that, would it be that bad if it never came out?
Would it be bad if the Abby thing never came out?
Would it be bad if it didn't come out?
Yeah.
I don't know. I know. I just like to see how Sammy would deal with it.
Oh yeah.
Like if I think it's gonna have to come out
at some point.
Here's my thing: if EJ and Sammy have been through so much together, like her shooting him, him kidnapping their baby, I think a little affair.
They can forgive all that.
If they can forgive all that, this affair with Abby, I don't know how Sammy could get, you know, that upset about it. Yeah, she might get upset and they might, you know, have their problems and that, but they if that, you know, that other stuff, and they still got back together, I think this could get them back together. I don't know.
I don't know, but the thing with that is, though, Marianne, that's a good point. But the thing with that is that he's always had his eye on her. I mean, like, she has always known that at the end of the day, he just couldn't quit her, you know? And so the fact that he could actually go and have this affair with this girl that she trusted and that was part of the family, kind of, in a way, I think would... I think she'll be pretty upset about it if she finds out.
Yeah. So. I don't know if she could. I guess not. I don't know. Get past that, I guess.
I'm sure it's a long shot from my perspective, but, you know, I really would prefer that it never comes up, because I think, you know, we have such a limited amount of time left with them.
Well,
you know,
and maybe it was going to, and now it's not.
Is there anybody else that knows? That's, you know, like, Nick's gone. And we know Nick probably knew about it, right? And that birdwatcher guy, he sent him away.
Stefano knows.
Yeah, Stefano does. Mm-hmm. And didn't Kate kind of suspect something?
She kind of gave that hint there.
Yes, and there was something. So I don't know if somehow maybe she would find out somehow from Stefano if she gets back in with Stefano. Maybe I could see her causing trouble with this information.
I really, this is just, you know, obviously my own personal preference, but I really do, because the fact that I don't want another, we have seen however many 13
Fanny weddings. You don't want another
off
yet again thing.
I do not want this to be something to come out and ruin a wedding. I can assure you that, because, I mean,
Days is known for weddings not happening.
I want to see a happy ending, and they can sail off, and then if they want to say that, you know, EJ was lost at sea, or he's living in London now running.
So do we think EJ gets killed? Remember we saw the thing with the ashes?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's what they but that could be a red herring.
Or,
we have no, there's really no way to know.
I think maybe somehow will happen, and maybe he'll die, but then really he's alive somewhere, you know, and Sammy meets him on an island or something.
Well, and see, that would be, you know, if you think about, like, kind of the Bill Bell way of writing the stories, just like, remember Laura and Mickey, you know, and Mickey thinking all those years that Mike was his son, and then they waited 10 years before they revealed that Mike was really Bill's son. You know, again, another rape story.
That was another one.
But they waited 10 years for that, and it was a big story. So, you know, to me, if they were going to have the best way for them to have done it, which I don't know that they would do it this way. Like I said, the fact that both EJ and Sammy are heading out, and of course I'm sure Allison Sweeney will return without him for periodic things, and there'll be a lot of things that he would not return for. But it would make it an interesting, you know, 50th anniversary, especially if they truly wanted to go on to the web or wanted to do something else, or they wanted to try to spin off a Comcast pay-per-view show or something like that, for EJ and Sammy, you know, sort of a thing, then it would be interesting to bring them back, you know, after they've been married, after, you know, and then all of a sudden something come out much later. And that would actually be a good, that would be a good cliffhanger to try, if they were going to spin off a pay-per-view thing, video on demand type thing for Comcast. But I don't want to, personally, I don't want them to spoil my happily ever after. I have suffered through the 8 years now. And, you know,
wow,
and
8 years. Yeah,
be,
I guess so, huh?
There's going to be some intrigue, but you got little, that wedding has probably got to occur sometime in at least August, maybe early September. And then they're going to leave, and then Sammy will return, you know, in November, because when they, you know, for the, probably like with the Day of Days and the November sweeps, I know she's pre-taped something. So she actually comes back then. So I'm hoping, you know, and this is the last thing I'm going to say, because I don't mean to, I'm sitting here rattling on and I haven't even seen the show. The other thing that I was thinking about before, and I mentioned this to Anna DeYu a couple of weeks ago, is that they have created a special musical cue for Sammy's Dream. And we know we've had a dream now from EJ's point of view, right? Because we've seen the whole, it would be kind of a nice interest. It would kind of just be a good compromise
in a way, if they did sort of a dream from Sammy's point of view, maybe
uh-huh.
she sees a look or something, and she dreams, well, what, you know, I found out that EJ had cheated on me, you know, because
uh-huh.
of just some mm-hmm. general thing. And then she wakes up and she thinks, like what you're saying, we've been through so much. I know he wouldn't really do that, and I'm going to grab this happiness now. And then they
mm-hmm.
go forward with a happily ever after. And then they still have that, you know, if they decide to come back or if Comcast decides to do a video on demand, there's a lot of discussion now about Comcast wanting to potentially do some things like that. Obviously, Corday is interested in doing some web series. I don't know what that is or isn't. I'm not really paying a lot of close attention to that. But I do think Comcast is serious about doing some things. And I think that there is a strong fan base for, you know, and EJ and Sammy are beloved characters, I think. And I think we'll see that more as they're off the show. But anyway, I guess that's my only – that would be my dream.
Mm-hmm.
So I've put it out there. I'm sure they're paying close attention to what my dreams are.
You never know.
We'll see if we can get a musical cue for your – we'll see if we can get a musical cue for your dream.
There is one out there. I haven't heard it yet, but there is one for Sandy's dream.
No, but for yours.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Oh, gosh. Well, thanks. Well, what's that?
Yeah, what I was going to say was what I'm trying to think what else was going on that you guys talk about.
I think
wrap up everything.
I think between Rose, Angela, you and me, I think we covered most of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think I can't think of anything else that was.
Did you talk about JJ and Paige? I just wanted to say,
yeah,
they're kind of growing on.
They're cute.
They do this right. They could, you know. Be a couple, kind of, I don't know, like Bo and Hope thing, but I mean, if they started out like that, you know, I guess, I kind of like them.
Yeah,
together.
They are sweet. Yeah,
so, yeah, they are.
I think they could be a good a model, kind of like Shell was, Sean and Belle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I really think that Casey Moss has done a great job.
There's another one that I didn't like, but he grew on me faster than most of them did.
Mm-hmm.
So he did play that role great. And I was going to say, well, now Gabby's gone. You guys talked about that. She's gone on. She got her plea deal and all that. And did you talk about Julie? Julie was against it at first, so that was good.
I
figured Julie would be the one, but.
Yeah, of course.
But so now we got another Hernandez down. We have one more to go.
Right. Well, Daria's off.
One more
screen.
Left that we have to get rid of.
All right. Well, we were talking about how Kate and Rafe will be having some interesting things this coming week. So.
Oh, really?
All righty. Yeah, tune in.
I think it's a Soap Opera Digest article talking about that they get that together for at least an event.
Oh, okay. I missed that then. Oh, so they're going to put them together.
Well, I don't know. Well, we'll see. But there's
going to
be some stuff coming up anyway that should be interesting.
Some stuff. Okay.
Tune in.
Okay.
Interesting. All right. And on that note.
Okay.
We'll pass the hour, so we'll get wrapped up here. Thank you, Angela, for calling in. And Marianne, I'm glad you were able to make it. And thanks
just
to Rose
to say,
for calling in earlier.
If you guys
What's
said
that?
Anything about, if we know that, if you said about Teo coming back to GH?
Did you want to mention it? Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say he's going to be the end of June. He's going to start... he's back as actor, so don't know exactly what the storyline will be. I guess that's what everyone's speculating. So, put him like the middle of July somewhere. I guess, you know, we'll see him. They're only about, 3 to 4 weeks ahead?
Yeah.
I don't know, so.
Well, and I really hope they do pursue the thing with Dr. O. I really like Victor and Dr. O together, so.
Yeah,
I
do. And I hope
some more development in some different areas for him,
and just not reoccurring. You know, just he's going to come back for maybe 2 or 3 shows. You know, like he did the last time, and they'll like bring Robin back or bring whoever back. Like there's a rumor about Jason back. You know, and then he leaves.
Uh-huh.
But no, give him a contract and a good story, you know.
Come on,
like a storyline.
We love Victor Castle.
Yeah, but at least General Hospital sees, you know, days, that's days loss, you know, so.
Mm-hmm.
They've had their chances, so.
Can I ask just a quick question of Mary Ann before we go?
Okay.
Yeah. What did you think about the baby Gabrielle dying?
The baby.
Oh, that was sad.
Yeah, that was sad.
I was really surprised they had him die.
The only thing I could think there is, are they letting it, I don't know, is that going to bring Patrick and Sabrina closer than if they would have, the baby wouldn't have died? I don't know.
Is she going to be,
Robin to come back, that there's no connection now with the baby?
She's on maternity leave.
But, I mean, there's two ways of looking at it. Would they grow closer because of the death of the baby? Or now that there's no connection, is there more of a chance for Robin?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, I don't know. I don't know.
Well, she's coming back to the show.
Yeah.
After maternity leave.
Sabrina. She's coming back to the show? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, after maternity.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I don't know the purpose of that.
Yeah.
I was really surprised they went that route or died on General Hospital in the last two or three years.
What's that?
I said most of the babies on General Hospital in the last 2 to 3 years have either gotten very ill and near death or they've died.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, it's
I wonder what's
going to
happen to Aiden's baby or whose baby it is. Either the daddy or the son, you know, either Morgan's or Sonny. So
talking about the daytime Emmys, the gentleman, his name? Craig, what's the actor's name that plays Morgan now? Brian Craig, is that right?
Brian Craig, I think. Yeah, I'm not quite sure.
He has done a fantastic job, I think, especially when he works with Maurice Bernard. And he's
another one
of these actors that has not had a lot of experience. And
he's not one of my favorites, but he's okay. Yeah, but he's not one of my favorites, but he's okay.
He's grown
on
me. I still can't stand
Yeah, I like Michael. I like the other son, Michael.
I think Morgan's grown on me, but I still don't like Kiki. I don't know.
I'm not a Kiki fan. I know Jan's not a Kiki fan. There's not too many. I don't know who. I don't see Kiki.
She and Mara West look like they could be related. You know, it was great casting I don't know if y'all could do an interview like this. I don't know if the shows would even let competing shows talk. But I think it'd be darn interesting to have maybe Casey Moss and, say, Brian Craig for an interview to talk about, you know, being a young actor in Hollywood right now, maybe on their first job, and having that kind of an interview back and forth with what their experience has been like. Because I think they've both been pretty well received. Like I said, I know Casey Moss has done a number of interviews, but I think Brian Craig has done a few on their own. I don't know if that's something that the shows would even do.
Yeah, we haven't done an interview for a long time. We need to try to get back on to that.
Yeah. Kind of been all busy. We've all been kind of busy.
The thing. That is true.
Okay. All righty. Well,
all right.
Thanks for calling in, everybody, and thanks for
listening. Thanks to Jen and Heather.
Dan and Heather in the chat room and the other guests. And so until next week, have a great week, guys.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye.